Hi, I'm Carolee Fegley, and I've been working at Rodale for 38 years. I'm going to share three very special memories of cooking from scratch with you today. Okay, so the first thing that I'm going to talk about is Fastnachts. Fastnachts are a Pennsylvania German term for donuts, and they're made with mashed potatoes in them and yeast, so they have to rise. When we do this, it's a multi-generational event, always including my parents, my sister and or myself, and assorted nieces and nephews, and we've now started adding in the next generation. We start by making the dough the night before so that it can rise overnight, and by the next morning it is overflowing out of its bowls. In the morning we start rolling out the dough and cutting them with my mother's various Fastnacht cutters and set them aside to rise again. By the time we are finished rolling them out, the first ones are ready for the fryer. These donuts, or Fastnachts, are deep fried in lard and set aside to cool. Most of them are left plain to be either eaten with syrup or powdered sugar, which was traditional. We do make some with glaze or chocolate icing, and we've been known to fill some with cream. We make hundreds of these Fastnachts, and by the end of the day, the rest of the family is stopping by to pick some of them up. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is strudel. This is another family favorite, and unlike the yeast dough of the Fastnachts, this one is a smooth, elastic dough that gets stretched out as large as possible before it starts getting holes in it. We probably average about a 40-inch diameter circle with the dough, and it's so thin that you could read through it. Some people substitute phyllo dough, but we still make our own. It's really fun to do the stretching. The fillings vary from sweet, apple, sour cherry, or cheese, to savory, onion and cabbage. Once the filling is spread out, you roll the dough into a sausage and curl it onto a pan and bake it. Oh, it's delicious. The last time we made these, we introduced the process to my daughter-in-law and my grandson, keeping that tradition alive. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is camping, which is not really traditional meals that we make as much as what do we want to eat when we go camping. And we start with the menu. Not, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and what do you make over the campfire, but what do we want to eat? Pizza, lasagna, stew, roasted chicken, corn pudding, you know, we do it all. A nice loaf of bread to go with that steak, you bet. A two-layer chocolate cake or some peach pies to celebrate somebody's birthday, we're on it. Waffles and ice cream, because who doesn't love that? Oh yeah. It's a lot of work. Yes, we have quite a kitchen set up when we go camping, but we do eat well.